have a you know, both of those are LLCs that we have, and the Windows of Heaven is a non-approved nonprofit now. So we have met with the Assembly of God leadership, and they are very interested in what we're doing. Yes.
Hi, I'm Denise Tiora, and I live at 154 Cedarberry in Blue Eye, and I'm also the co-purchaser of this property, if it gets approved. I would like to add that even though we don't have the specific plans identified on the use of the Crestwood property, Ridgedale property, our intent is to remodel it. So currently, I think there's like 8 bedrooms, but we will be remodeling it. And some of those bedrooms will have more bathrooms. So like, as Rob said, 2 of them currently have their own bathrooms, but when it's remodeled, more will have their own bathrooms. They all won't be a shared bathroom, so that they will be more on the line of the nightly rental. Some of the shared rooms we're thinking is that's where the kids will be, you know, if someone, the parents in one room, kids in another, you know, bunk bed style. But still, until we actually get the plans written and developed, and we didn't really want to invest that cost until we had ownership of the property, but Pete Long will be designing this and preparing it for us. But our plans right now is to be the nightly rental use for the Ridgedale property, Ridgedale community area, and we see that there is a need for that in that area. Especially, there's another property that has 11 bedrooms right down the street on 86, and I was going to reach out to them and see how they organize their use for their nightly rentals. And because theirs is also kind of a similar style where it's a house with multiple bedrooms, and try and do this something similar to what they have also set up that is already in existence. So
it's a nightly rental down 86.
Yes. Yeah. Right next to Dollar General. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. I heard the intent of the retired pastors and coming and everything, and I understood that and all. Then I heard like the 2 bedrooms, the kids maybe be there. I'm assuming you're talking grandkids if we're talking retired pastors.
No, not at this facility. That would be up on Gretna Road, next to our church.
Not at this facility.
No, this is a for-profit facility. The nonprofit will be on Gretna Road in Branson, city of Branson.
That would be the nonprofit portion where the funds from this property, Ridgedale property, will go toward the nonprofit.
So we were talking about the remodeling and adding more bathrooms and the 2 combined. That was a different property, not
no,
this
that's
one.
Ridgedale. Yeah.
That's Ridgedale.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is going to stay on the tax rolls.
Well, that doesn't have any bearing on our decision.
I'm just trying to
I don't want there to be any confusion as to
for
any of this property and the other property.
Understood.
Based on my decision.
The storage units.
I'm just trying to determine what type of property it is.
Yeah. The reason for the commercial designation was because of the storage units. The warehouse has roll-up doors already in place that can house a mobile home or motor home. So if there's people in the area that want to have covered inside protection for their mobile home, motor home, then we have that ability to house those for them. So that's the reason, one of the reasons we were thinking of storage units, which would require the commercial designation.
And your residents across the street, no one is here, so I'm assuming there was no objection.
Right.
You said you had contacted each resident.
Yes.
So if I could ask a question to the representative coming off of Commissioner Williams, how important is the storage unit part component of your plan? Because this county commission has the ability to look at NR3. If that NR3, which is the nightly rental, which you originally came to us with,
yes,
is the main intent, then they could look at possibly doing an NR3. I understand, Mr. Williams, once they go to C2 and your plan falls apart and you decide, well, gosh, we're just going to have to sell this because I found the ideal property over here. It's C2, and he's looking at this list that, you know, A, B, C, D, all those uses could be done.
Right.
Does that fit in this location, whereas your nightly rental might? But they have to look at it as all those uses.
We have to look at everything in totality.
Well, yeah, I understand. Yeah.
So I just wanted you to be mindful and considering, is the NR3 just what we really want to have? The C2 would have been extra, or the storage, or is the storage unit component have to be part of the plan?
The storage unit component is going to be the first thing that we're going to remodel.
Okay.
That's the most cost effective, and yes, it's a big part of the component. We've looked at Jerry's rental in Hollister, and the numbers are quite large for that square footage that they're renting, you know, the mini storage. And then this particular facility, in my opinion, was overbuilt. Why do you have a large roll-up door, that can accommodate a motorhome that is fairly tall? I think it's 14 foot, and that's pretty significant. So I'm not sure what they were utilizing that for, but we're thankful that it's there, you know, because we can quickly accommodate somebody that wants their $200,000 motorhome covered during the winter, and we would intend on doing that. A very low impact to the property when you park a motorhome and you close the roll-up door for the winter. You know, that's a pretty ideal tenant, you know, in our view. And the same with mini storage, you know. The Jerry storage facility is well run, and we like to see how that can be replicated. That's our first order of remodeling out there would be the storage facility. It's the least costly, and it will give us a return. We need to have funds coming in, you know. I mean, that's kind of the goal of renovating property. You know, we don't have those kind of deep pockets that are, unlimited, if you will. So we have to approach it very cautiously. And the quickest way to obtain income would be to remodel the warehouse, and that's what we intend on doing first.
I don't have any other questions. Anything else?
The point that Mr. Sterrett said was one that was going through my mind, is this goes with the sale. And if you decide to sell it to the next person, anything can be, it's wide open then.
That's true, unless you put a deed restriction on it when you sell it.
The county can't put a deed restriction on it. So.
I can.
I understand that.
I'm a real estate broker, 48-year history. So.
Okay. You're saying you can put a deed restriction for when you sell it to this person, to me, then I sell it to...
No, deed restriction would go with the property. If it's a recorded deed restriction, it would be in perpetuity. Okay.
Any further questions? Okay, is there anyone here in opposition of the petition being heard today? Come forward. I see none.
Move to deny order number 09-26-2022-03.
We have a second. Motion dies due to lack of second. I'll make a motion to approve order number 0926-2022-03 to approve from A1 Agricultural District to C2 General Commercial District. Is there a second?
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Approval of previous meeting minutes for regular session minutes, September 19, 2022, and we have executive session minutes for October 19, 2022.
Move to approve regular session minutes for September 19, 2022, and executive for September 19, 2022.
I'm going to guess at what you said and second it.
Sorry.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Taney County Health Department update.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. I'm Lisa Marshall, Director of Taney County Health Department. Here with my quarterly update. As we're running right now, operations are pretty business as usual. As I've mentioned previously, our Forsyth office is open and operating business as usual.